Okay, in the holy letters of the Rebbe, in volume 14. In volume 14, this is letter number 4882, Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev is really the 30th day of the month of Mar Cheshvan. It's the first day. It's a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter in a timely way, and I'm hopeful. It is my hope that from that point, from that time, you added more strength in your studies for yourself, both in the revealed and in the Hasidic teachings, and in also in the service of Davnik, and also studying with those who you influence, those who are mushpoim shalom, your people that you influence, to lead them in the path that leads to Beis Kel, that leads to the house of God, meaning to Yiddishkeit, to Torah, to involve them and bring them up by your educating them with the warmth and the light, Hasidic warmth and light. Give them the spirit of and the warmth of Hasidus. And Rebbe says this is also something which we can see in halacha, that there is a difference. Sometimes we call that you are moist, and sometimes we say that it is so moist that it could make somebody else moist as well. So there is two categories. There is wet, and there is so moist that you make somebody else wet as well. So the Rebbe says the same thing is in the spiritual, metaphorically speaking. You have to increase yourself, and that's you yourself getting more involved and stronger, and also be able to pass along part of that strength, part of that warmth to the other. So the Rebbe says, it's understood, in order to be able to make somebody else wet as necessary, meaning to influence others, you need to add in your own levels as well. But we know that the Hashem does not come with unfounded complaints or expectation of those who He created. So for sure, you have been given the powers for this. And the Rebbe quotes the saying of a sages of many times, Lufum gam lo shichna. The load is according to the camel. If a camel can carry a lot, he gets a bigger load. If Hashem has given you this load, that means that He's given you a lot of strength. He's made you a strong to be able to do this. And the Rebbe concludes that for sure you keep the three known shiurim, Chumash, Tilim, and Tanya, and may the blessed Hashem succeed you with blessing for good news. So he was writing to the Rebbe again that about certain things, maybe that he was not so strong in his Yiddishkeit and his learning, and he was struggling. And the Rebbe says that he's hopeful that from the time that he wrote to him, that he has increased, and also in his own level, and also with his people that he's influencing. And the Rebbe says, the more you will learn yourself, the more you will have the ability to teach and to influence other. And the Hashem has given you the, if He's expecting it from you, He's given you the necessary strength and power in order to accomplish this.